We continue our learning. We are in Bava Metzia, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud. Mitzah Barefes. A person finds an animal in the barn, even though it's not Mishtameres, it's not guarded there, it's not, let's say, it's not locked. Nonetheless, if this is a Refes, it's a barn where we don't assume that the animal is going to be just running wild and run away. Eino chayba, there's no obligation for a person to attend to that animal and return it. This is not considered an aveda. Bersha sarab, a person finds an animal in a public domain and it's very clear that it's gone astray, chayba, then it's chayb to return. That's what the chumash says. So chumash speaks about, a person sees an animal toeh, it's going astray, it's wandering around, you have an obligation to return it. V'mhoisa beis hakvaros, let's say some have the gears of bein hakvaros or bideis hakvaros, and a kohen sees the object, lo, the animal, lo yitame lo, he's not permitted to be mitame himself in the beis hakvaros, in the cemetery, in order to return it, because although he's coming to fulfill the mitzvahs asei, the positive commandment of Hashem Asaveda, he's now, by doing so, he's violating two averos. Number one, the positive commandment of Kedoshim Yehiyu, which is that the Kohanim have to be holy. And he's violating the Lotase, the negative commandment of Lenefesh, Lo Yitama Ba'amav. So an Asay, one positive commandment, cannot push aside an Asay and a Lotase together. And the same thing would be true for an Azir. An Azir is not permitted to be Metame himself to return it as well, because there's the Asay of Ashavas Aveda will not push aside the Asay and the Lotasay of a Nazir. He has the Asay Kadoshiye, he has to be holy, and the Lotasay Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. Im Avar Lo Aviv Hitamei, let's say you have the case where it's a Kohen Beves HaKvaros, it's the object, the Aveda is in Beves HaKvaros, and the father of the Kohen tells his son, obviously, it's also a Kohen, I want you to return, Bimitame yourself to return the object. Oshamalo, the opposite. Let's say he has nothing to do with being a Kohen, but he says to him, Al Tachzir. And there's an obligation to return the object. And the father says, don't do Ashava Saveda. No, you can be selfish. Don't worry about that. Halacha is, in both of these cases, lo yishmalo, you're not permitted to listen to your father to violate an Avera. You have a mitzvah of Hashava Saveda. Pasuk says, Ishi mova vivti robes shabbos osai tishmor ani Hashem, where we learn, kulchem chayav mechvodi, person has to fear his parents, honor his parents, but veshav sosai tishmor, but you also have to observe the Shabbos. Ani Hashem, you're all chayav to observe the Shabbos. So, and that's a general rule from that pasuk, that anytime parents tell their children to violate the Torah, they're not supposed to listen to them, because your parents also have to observe the Shabbos. So yes, you have to fear your parents and listen to them. At the same time, you have to keep Shabbos, you have to keep the Torah. Parak v'tan, now we're speaking about the mitzvah of prik, of unloading an animal that's under a burden, which involves tzar balei chayim. So that's a very important mitzvah. And that's based on the pasuk Kisirech Hamor Sonacha Rovetz Tachas Masao V'Chaltalta Me'azovlo Azov Ta'azovimo. It's an obligation to help unload an animal from its burden. It also says that what we call, that's a mitzvah of prika, unloading. There's also a mitzvah of te'ina, of helping load the animal. Lo Sires Hamor Chicha O Sharo No Flim Baderech, and you look away from them, Hakim Tokim Imo. That's what we call te'ina, to help load the animal. So here is a mitzvah asay of ozov tazovimo of prika, and a mitzvah asay of loading, which is te'ina. So the Mishnah is saying, if parak vitan, you keep doing that, you unloaded it and you help load, and then the animal's crouching underneath beneath the burden again, and then you help unload and you help load again, afilu abba b'chamisha pa'amim, like we said with Hashava Saveda, even if it happens 4 or 5 times, even 100 times, chayov, you have to keep doing so. Shenamar azov ta'azov. And it also says hakim tokim. So what does that mean? So it may mean the double language, or maybe as we explained earlier, just from the word hakim, just from the word azov, tells you, you have to help out. Azov here means to help out. You have to help out. And hakim, you have to help load the animal. And as many times as you need to, the mitzvah is still there. How about halach b'yashavlo? Let's say the owner of the animal says, you know, I'm going to sit off to the side of Omar. you know, my animal's crouching beneath its load. Hoil va'alecha mitzvah imirtzon cholifrok parok. You know, since the mitzvah, it's not mitzvah for me, it's my animal. So, but you're supposed to do the chesed. So you have the mitzvah of prikov unloading the animal. If you want to do so, you can. I'm going to sit on the side, potter. Then the one who sees this happening, the friend, is not obligated to do so. Shenamar imo, because the pasuk says, azov tazov imo. You're supposed to help out with the owner. If the balach hamor, the owner of the animal that needs to unload the animal because the animal's suffering, if he's willing to involve himself as well, so that you can involve too. But if he's going to ignore it, then you have no obligation. Im But let's say the owner of the chamor, let's say, is elderly or he's sick, and he can't do it with you, then chayev, then you're obligated to do so even alone. Mitzvah minat Torah lifrok avalolit own. Mishnah here says, according to the Tanakhama, there's a mitzvah minat Torah to do prika for free. This tzar balei chayim, you can't leave the animal with this load if it's crouching beneath it and make a deal. I'm not going to do this until you pay me. Avalolodon, which means according to the Tanakhama, there's no mitzvah, although the Torah says hakim takim, there's an obligation to help load the animal. You have the right to charge for that. And if he's not, the owner's not going to pay you, so you don't have no obligation to do so. Rabbi Shimon Omer, aflit own. He says, it says hakim takim, just like it says azov tazov. The same way you have an obligation to unload the animal, you have an obligation to load the animal, even though unloading is involved tzar balei chayim. So he says, you're right, that would take precedence, let's say. But that doesn't mean there's no obligation to do te'ina to help load the animal, even for free. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, im haya olav yasir amasa'o, eino zakuk lo. Let's say the owner of the animal just put too much on the animal. The animal can't tolerate it. And he didn't care. He was being irresponsible. Then eino zakuk lo, you're not obligation literally to attach yourself to help out because the person was negligent. And how do I see that from the pasuk? Shenemar tachas masa'o, says Rabbi Yossi. It says, oh, you see, the animal is rovates, is crouching tachas masa'o, its masa. Its masa sounds like possessive masui sheyachol lamon bo, a burden that it typically is able to handle masa o. But if it's not masa o, there's no obligation to do so. Nonetheless, we don't follow Rabbi Yossi Aguli. The halacha is, if you see a chamor that's crouching beneath its masa, even if it's more than it should have tolerated and the owner was negligent, not irresponsible, nonetheless, there's a mitzvah of to help out with prika. This can be seen in the Rambam Hilchos Rotzi. Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph, the final Mishnah of this Perek. Avedoso v'avedas aviv avedoso kodemes. He was speaking about prioritizing an avedo where you only have the opportunity to save one of them. You have two avedos, yours and your father's. So the halacha is, and if you only have the time, one's going to get lost, for sure. You can only save one. We say avodaso kodemes, yours takes priority even over your father's and certainly over a friend's. Or why is that? So the Gemara explains based on the pasuk on Parshas Re'eh. It says, Efes ki lo yebecha evyon. However, the Torah says you have to make sure with all the mitzvah tzedakah that we have, you have to make sure that you don't become poor. Make sure you don't become an evyon. And since that pasuk is the general rule that a person has to take care of himself before he takes care of everybody else. Put on your oxygen mask first, and then you put it on for everybody else. Efes lebecha evyon, take care of yourself. So your aveda and your father's aveda, you save yours. Now the Rambam writes in his commentary to the Mishnah the following: Haremez min haTorah sheyesh laAdam lahaktim atzmo al zulaso humasha amra haTorah efes ki lo yebecha evyon. You see from this pasuk that you makdim yourself before anyone else ki ilu amra, as if the Torah is saying ein ata chayav lahasir ra'ah. You only have an obligation to remove something bad from your friend if it's not going to affect you. It's not going to be to your detriment. So if it's going to make you into an evyon and you don't have de machsoro and you'll be an ani like him, you're not chayiv to give him. Shelcha kodim l'shelcha l'adam, the Gemara says. And the same thing is true, Avedas sov, Avedas rabo. You find two Avedas, you can only return one. One is yours, one's your Rebbe's. Also, shelo kodemes. What about the following, though? Avedas aviva, Avedas rabo. What if you can only return one Aveda? Who gets priority? Person's father, person's Rebbe. Says the Mishnah, shel rabo kodemes. His Rebbe takes priority. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that's only if it's a Rebbe Hamuvok. Rebbe Hamuvok is where you learn Rov Chachmaso, and most of a person's wisdom is derived from this learned from this Rebbe. It's very rare today to have that. We learn from many Rebbeim and many Sfarim. A lot of our Sfarim are our Rebbeim. So, but if you have a Rebbe Mufak in a halachic sense, that Rav, his Aveda takes priority over one's father. Why is that so? She'aviv heviyola olam azeh v'rabo shalom dal chokhma miviyola chaylam abba. Why is there priority to the Rebbe Mufak? Because you're over the father, because the father brought you into this world. But your Rebbe, who taught you chokhma, he's bringing you to olam abba. But of course, says the Mishnah, v'im aviv chokham, let's say the father is a talmud chokham. There's a debate whether that means he's on the level of the Rebbe or even not on the level of the Rebbe, but the father still is the chokham nonetheless. Then she'aviv kodesh. Why? Because here, number one, it's your father, he brought you into this world. And number two, he's also bringing you to Olam Haba because he taught you Chachma. Haya aviv rabo nosin masui. Person's father and his Rebbe are carrying a burden. Maniach shel rabo v'achar kach maniach shel aviv. As we explained earlier, a person's Rebbe takes precedence over the father because his Rebbe brings to Olam Haba. So he should unload his Rebbe's masa before his father's. They're both in captivity, and he has to ransom one of them. Podes rabo first, v'acharkach podes aviv. He only has money for one. He redeems his Rebbe for the same thing because, and this is only if it's a rabo muvhak, and the same thing because the Rebbe taught him rov his chachma, v'mayo aviv chacham, even if not to the level of his Rebbe. Since now there's according to this effort seems like here there's no discussion. The father's a chacham when it came to the Aveda, so maybe the father had to be a chacham on the level of the Rebbe. When it comes to captivity, though, if his father is a chacham, so number one, he brought him to this world. Number two, he's a chacham, and there's sakaras nefashos involved. Pode es aviv achakach pode es rabo. There are those who write that the same thing is true regarding the putting down of the masa. The Mishnah didn't mention it. It left it out. It spoke about that when it came to the Aveda. When it spoke about that when it came to captivity, to ransom from captivity, but it didn't mention anything about when to lower the burden of a Rebbe versus the father. It didn't mention anything about the father being Talmud Chacham. So some say the same thing is true there. The father is Talmud Chacham, even if he's not equal to the Rebbe, since there's Tsar HaGuf, he leaves, he's able to help unload his father to help take off the masa, the burden from his father, over his Rebbe. So there, so that would be similar to captivity, because captivity has sakaras tefashos. Here there's tsar of the guf, but Aveda, maybe to save the Aveda, maybe there we would say, even if the father is a chacham, but not equal to his Rebbe, maybe there, since there's no tzar, there's no sakana, maybe there even the Rebbe will get priority over the father, even if the father's a chacham, unless the father is the same level of chacham as the Rebbe. We explained that when we say that the Rebbe has priority over the father, that's rabo muvhak. But the Gemara actually brings a brisa and a machlokas tanaim about when we say Rebbe in this Mishnah, what do we refer to? So one opinion says, Rabo sha'amu rabo shalamdo chachma. What does it mean? He taught him chachma, velo rabo shalamdo mikra. He taught him chachma, which means the svaros of the logic of the Mishnais, and that they don't contradict one another, the reasons for why one's chayav or pater, or is it a heter, what we call Gemara. That's the way Rashi explains it. So a Rebbe taught someone Gemara, that is the Rebbe we're referring to, and not a Rebbe who taught him mikra, who taught him Tanakh. Or taught in Mishnah. Those are the words Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the Rebbe in the Mishnah doesn't have to be his Rebbe Mufak, but it has to be at least a Gemara Rebbe, and not a Tanakh or a Mishnah Rebbe. That would not take priority over the father. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Sherov Chachmas Mohemenu, whether it's Mikro or Mishnah Gemara, it doesn't make any difference. If most of your Torah wisdom is from this person, that is Rabbi Mufok, and that's what we said. We explained the Mishnah like Rabbi Yudah's opinion, only Rebbe Mufok. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, interestingly, the Rebbe we speak about in the Mishnah that takes part of the father, Afilu lo heir einov elo b'mishnah achas. Even if he illuminated his eyes in one Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah he couldn't understand, and this person taught him what the Mishnah meant, Zehu Rabbo, and as we said, we follow Rabbi Yehuda, that this halacha only applies where the Rebbe has priority over the father, where the father's not a chacham, is Rabbo Mufok.